insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء وَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ أَعْدَاهِمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَىٰ قِيَامِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. We'd like to welcome you to another of our programs. Inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of the few more of verses in the Holy Qur'an. First, let's hear those verses.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّنْ لَنَا مَا هِيَ قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا فارغ ولا بك عوان بين ذلك فافعلوا ما تؤمرون قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما لونها قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة صفراء فاقع لونها تسر الناظرين
We arrive at verse 67. Briefly, I need to remind the listeners that are joining us today and haven't listened to the previous session that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a series of verses talking about the special blessings that He has given Bani Israel, and also He gives the reaction of Bani Israel. The whole series of these verses is directly addressing Bani Israel, who are in Medina, to try to bring them to the understanding that they should be believing in the message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the special blessings are mentioned, also the reaction of Bani Israel to these special blessings. And because those reactions that are mentioned at least in these stories has been a negative reaction, they have not reacted the way they're supposed to, and with obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reaction that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that of punishment of some sort. And these are mentioned so that Bani Israel realize that, okay, this is another blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing them directly in this surah, in these verses. And He has given them a special blessing of the Prophet of Islam, and they should be abiding by whatever he says. In verse 67, we also said that this verse from 67 to verse 71, these few verses, are a pretext to the actual special blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to tell us about Bani Israel. And the indication that this is a pretext is that the language changes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 67 begins in the following manner. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ And when Moses said to his people, whereas the previous verses, and when in verse 72, where the actual story begins, the actual example of the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions begins, says again addressing Bani Israel, وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا And when you killed a soul, that is the actual blessing that wants to be talked about, it's being addressed to Bani Israel. In these verses, before, from 67 until 71, including 71 in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the pretext of that. And as we said in the previous session also, the name of Surah Al-Baqarah comes from this particular story that exists in the surah. The pretext is this, And when Moses said to his people, which we read the Arabic, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً, indeed Allah commands you to slaughter a cow. قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا, they said, do you take us in derision? قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَن أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ, he said, I seek Allah's protection lest I should be one of the senseless. A command comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the actual story will tell us. Let me give a general outline of what the story is. There was an individual that killed someone else, some very pious person in Bani Israel, and he tried to blame it on others. There was chaos in Bani Israel trying to figure out who has killed it. The people that were being accused and framed of the murder were very pious people, so people started coming and telling the Prophet Moses that these pious people have killed this person. There was turmoil and people were wondering what to do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Prophet Musa to tell Bani Israel, if you want to resolve the issue, you've got to slaughter a cow and take the tail of that, hit it to the body of, touch the body of the murdered individual with this tail, and that person will come back to life and he will tell you what or who has actually committed this act of murder. The preacher is explaining that command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way Bani Israel treated that command, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to kill a cow. So the pretext starts at this point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is your Lord, commands you to slaughter a cow. The reply and the reaction of Bani Israel is, قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا, do you take us in derision? Is this a joke? Are you making fun of us? This is the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a prophet that has just come to these people and started addressing them and calling them to accept his call and commanding them. It's not happened. It hasn't happened like that. These people have been with this prophet. They've been under the oppression of Pharaoh, which through the blessing and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the guidance of his prophet, they were freed of that pain and oppression. Very miraculously, they've seen those miracles. They've seen the miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Pharaoh and his people to try to get them to believe also in the message. They've seen those. They've seen the miracles that followed that, some of which were actually explained in the previous verses. All of these are being mentioned. They know this is the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet when he gives them this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they question in this very, very rude language, are you making fun of us? Is this a joke? We're talking about a murder here. We're talking about a case where it's causing serious problems amongst the people, amongst the tribes of Bani Israel. They're blaming one another, and God knows, maybe even a battle or a fight or war would be starting amongst these people. And you're telling us to kill a cow to resolve the issue? This is their tone, this is their language. A very, very, very rude language. And the reply of the Prophet is, قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ, said, I take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection. The language, it's very interesting. He does not turn back and say, do you consider me? Can I actually be? He says, no, I seek protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I be one of the senseless. You know, I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects me. I'm never one of those senseless people. How could you say that? So when this happened, the Prophet told them that this is serious. This is not a joke. This is actually from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reply of Bani Israel, which is supposedly or a type of acceptance of this, is that they don't want to accept it the way it is. What is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands that you kill a cow. It says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً, Baqaratan in Arabic is what has been correctly translated to slaughter a cow. What does it mean to slaughter a cow? It doesn't make a difference. Slaughter a cow, any cow. That's what it means. Bani Israel started to play around with this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, if this is a serious command, then which cow? They said, قَالُ دُعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَاهِ. In the language, again, the way they spoke to the Prophet in asking him for clarification about what this command is a very rude language. They said, invoke your Lord for us. Very arrogantly, speaking to the Prophet as though he is this means of communication that they are playing around with. And they say, speak to your Lord. He's not our Lord. Speak to your Lord. A language that we saw in one of the previous stories as well. Invoke your Lord for us, that he may clarify for us what she may be, that cow may be. This piece of the question itself is actually rude. As I explained, the command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving these people is a very clear-cut command. Look, if you want to find out who has killed this murdered person, this very noble person that has been murdered, kill a cow and I'll tell you what to do with it afterwards. They're saying, it's not clear what you're talking about. We don't understand what you mean. So clarify to us what cow. Now, since they, this very rude manner, even asked the question that was, as I said, the pretext of this question is that what you said is not clear. That is also disrespectful. So because of that disrespect and the disrespect in the language that this question is being mentioned, as the hadith says, there's a hadith, a number of them, one of them from Imam Rida, that points this fact that the command was a general command. If they would have picked up the first cow that they had seen and just slaughtered it and brought it to the Prophet, they would have been at ease. But because they did this, they caused disrespect and they wanted to make it hard for themselves, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it difficult for them to. So at this point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ. The Prophet told the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا فَارِضٌ وَلَا بِكْرٌ عَوَانٌ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. God says, she is a cow, neither old nor young, of a middle age. Now do what you are commanded. فَفْعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ. No other condition is mentioned, just this one. Since you asked, we made it a little more limited. You can't pick any cow unless it has this characteristic. It's not too old and it's not too young either. Now do it, the command came, emphasizing. Seems like you want to run away from acting actually to this command. And that's how they were, and that's why they were asking these questions, to try to say, oh no, this is not a serious command. The rest of the story, inshallah, we'll try to discuss in the following sessions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. La ilaha illallah, al-malik al-haq al-mubin. La ilaha illallah, al-malik al-haq al-mubin. La ilaha illallah, al-malik al-haq al-mubin. لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين